RadioMD.com. It's health delivered daily. Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Well, sometimes it seems easier to hand your kids money or put money on their school card so they can eat from the cafeteria. But packing children lunches, you know that we've talked about this a lot on our American Academy of Pediatrics shows, our American College of Sports Medicine shows. Packing those healthy lunches, we talk about it, but it may not always be as easy as you think. You're trying to come up with healthy choices, things, you know, and being in the nutrition field as I am, it's hard sometimes even for me. And my guest is Gabriella Wilday, and she's a co-founder of No Fuss Lunch. Tell us a little bit, Gabriella, about packing lunches for kids and why this seems to be so difficult for some parents.
Well, you know, ironically, when my oldest daughter entered first grade, I couldn't wait to start ordering the school lunch. I had, at the time, I had a two-year-old twin, so it was just every day, what am I going to pack? I couldn't come up with any creative ideas, and you know, so I ended up ordering the entire month through the school, and halfway through the month, my daughter was coming back exhausted. She was extremely cranky, and, you know, my brilliant idea of ordering, you know, through the school completely backfired on me because she just, it wasn't the type of food we were accustomed to eating at home, so I had to start from scratch. You know, I had to start thinking about what would she eat, knowing the basic premise that there's no nutrition whatsoever in a lunch that goes uneaten. And, you know, many parents like myself, it's, you know, it's probably one of the most satisfying things to watch your child sit down and eat something that you prepared for them. So in addition to packing lunches for her, I started packing lunches for many other children through my company, No Fuss Lunch, based out of New Jersey. And, you know, our underlying mantra is, you know, eliminate the big portions, you know, the huge submarine sandwiches that you see some children eating for lunch, and instead think tapas. Think smaller portions. Think healthy variety. You know, kids are more likely to try things if they see their friends eating them. At least that's been our experience. So, you know, what we go for is, you know, a very nutrient-dense, healthy variety lunch that consists of, you know, a nice, healthy, lean entree. You know, it could be a lean protein with a whole grain. We always include lots of fresh fruit and fresh vegetables with all of our lunches, which is very, very easy to do at home. And we also have learned that, you know, if you give your child something to dip their fruits and vegetables in, typically they'll eat it. You know, kids love seed butters. And, you know, you can, as a parent, you can feel comfortable sending something like that with your child for lunch as a dip and still, you know, be allergy friendly. We're dealing with so many children every single day in our schools that have different types of allergies, and it's not just nuts, tree nuts that we see. It's, you know, across the board, different types of allergies. So kids love to dip. If you can come up with some healthy ideas for dips, they're more inclined to eat those fruits and vegetables.
Now, one of the things kids won't do, Gabriella, is my kids eat very healthy. I'm an exercise physiologist, and I'm lucky. My kids eat everything. However, if I send them with a whole apple, they don't eat an apple that way. They like it cut. But when you cut an apple, then it gets brown. So do you put lemon juice on an apple? Do you not send them with apples anymore or prepackaged ones so that you know they're not going to get brown?
Well, I mean, certainly you can do the prepackaged ones if you have an unlimited budget. But, you know, I don't. So what I do is I soak my apples. I cut them up because I do agree. You know, children like cut up fruit rather than a whole fruit. It's also easier. And we're dealing with a time crunch, right? Most kids only have 20 minutes to eat their lunch in school.
That's
so you want
true.
It to be easy to eat, for them to eat quickly and easy for them to eat. So, you know, you can soak your sliced apples in apple juice. That's a great solution. We do it all the time at home. We do it all the time in the kitchen. Or just a little bit of lemon juice is nice. But sometimes that makes the apple a little tart. I seem
it
to
does.
Find
mm-hmm.
that apple juice is a little bit more palatable for the kids. But that's a really, really good point. And you know, the same thing with vegetables.
Well, sure, because even like baby carrots, those travel well. You can buy baby or just even cut up your own carrots. I prefer big carrots. I think they have tons more flavor and you can cut them up and make nice carrot sticks. But kids don't seem, I mean, back in the day, we took a whole apple and some celery sticks and we took some of these things with, but kids don't seem to want some of those vegetables. I try and get a little creative with some red peppers, green peppers, yellow peppers, put them all together in a little baggie. My kids go through those. So I think it's about creativity absolutely. As well.
It is absolutely about creativity. And, you know, it's about color, too. I mean, we all know that kids are super, super funny about textures, right? So if something's supposed to be crunchy, it better be crunchy by the time lunchtime comes around, right? So you really need to think through what you're packing for your kids. Colorful fruits are fabulous. You know, even like crunchy purple cabbage, you can make a nice little coleslaw with, and it packs so many minerals and vitamins. Multicolored peppers are fabulous. Even broccoli. You know, if they don't want to eat raw broccoli, blanch it for 2 minutes, put it in the icebox. It's crunchy. It's refreshing. It's in the cabbage family. It has powerful anti-inflammation properties. These are all different and vegetables that you can provide on a daily basis. And, you know, make it your business to spend, you know, either Monday or Sunday and, you know, think through what you can provide that, it will be a good variety during the week because, you know, certainly you don't want to be packing carrot sticks every single day, although most kids do like carrot sticks. And we've even found some in some supermarkets that carry great organic crinkle cut carrots, right? So it's kind of like fun to dip. And it's you're mixing up the shape. So instead of a carrot stick or even a baby carrot, you go with these nice kind of crinkle cut chips. And,
which is kind of a cool idea. That's
nice variety.
It does. And you can even, I've sent my kids with kale chips. And when they open up the Tupperware container that I've made, I've just dried some kale in the oven for 5 minutes or whatever. And then they open it up and there's kind of a bit of a stink to it. But, you know, once they get past that. Now, what about some of the dry foods? We only have a minute and a half left. But, you know, there's granola bars and pretzels and then every chip known to mankind. They always want at least some kind of dry something in there that they can munch on.
Yeah. I love dehydrated fruits, and there are so many great options out there that are pure dehydrated fruit. They're unsweetened, and yet they have this fabulous crunch. You know, a lot of the store-made granola bars and the chips and whatnot, a lot of them contain high fructose corn syrup. And I, as a parent and, you know, also as a business owner, we'll avoid that at all costs. So I prefer something that's less processed. And, you know, we've had great success. The kids really like the dehydrated fruit. It's sweet, right? So it satisfies that craving for sweet. Yet it doesn't have any of the processed sugar, and it doesn't have any of the high fructose corn syrup. So I think that's a great option.
So in just the last 20 seconds or so, your best advice for packing those healthy lunches, where people can find out more about you.
You can find more about me at nofusslunch.com. And I guess the last piece of advice I'll leave you with is engage your children in the packing process. They're more likely to eat what's in their lunch if they had a say in what went in it. And keep trying, you know. Don't give up. Sometimes it takes 3 or 4 times before they'll get a liking to some type of fruit and vegetable. And as parents, you know, we want to teach them how to make healthy choices on their own. So by engaging
that
them
is
at a
great
early
advice.
Age, hopefully we can do that.
Absolutely great advice. And involve your children in that packing process. Let them help you pack their own lunches and make them healthy choices. Keep trying things. Even if it doesn't work one time, doesn't mean it won't work the next time. This is Melanie Cole. We got more great show coming up. Stay tuned and stay well.